He sounds quite romantic, the Duke, she muses. We've gathered together a misfit picnic. Fruits from Josephine's neighbor, Celeste's rose lemonade, and my contribution, the last slices of an almond sponge cake filled with plush layers of raspberry jam and vanilla custard. Yes, I say. But it's fleeting, don't you think? Someone of his status showing someone like me attention. It can't last forever. I dip my fingertips into the sunlight-dappled fountain and pretend nonchalance. Pretend I haven't been flipping this over in my mind through the night. You don't know that, Josephine disagrees. Not everyone of high status is controlled by their families. I roll my eyes in her direction. Okay, okay, perhaps they are, she laughs. But he could be different. The pigeons have started to gather on the cobblestones nearby. Dom tosses them a few crumbs before rolling his pants into cuffs at his knees.
What about our friend, Beau Bellegarde?
He asks. A welcome spray of cooling water mists mine and Josephine's skin as he jumps in the fountain.
I thought the two of you were getting along, Evie.
Oh, not you too, Dom, I say. Has Josephine been filling your head with nonsense about me and Beau?
I haven't, I swear, Josephine denies, throwing her hands up.
Nah, Dom laughs. Just thought he was an all right guy is all. You think the Duke would scuff up his trousers and crawl under a theater stage the way old Bellegarde did?
He might, I answer, although truthfully, I'm not sure. I think everything in Heath's world is likely very polished and controlled. An empty Notre Dame and royal guard always somewhere nearby.
Speaking of, there's a Bellegarde carriage now,